Blog Talk Radio.
Sly, where's Sly at, man? He tripping?
That thing is always slow. Oh, we got somebody
we got
up today.
OJ's tonight. Shoot. Can't mess up with the old school, brother. Mm-mm. You know, I'm
good
music. Sly Stone, the OJ's. Spinners, Billy Preston.
Oh,
it does not matter, brother. You gonna listen. Curtis Mayfield.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. You that bad, what they talking about right there, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brother For Real Radio Show. We have a very good show tonight. We always have to, you know, thank. We'd like to thank God for being up today. Tell you what, Robert, it has been such an exciting week. So much stuff going on, man, this week. It's just been exciting. I'm just so happy to be doing what I'm doing. That makes sense.
I can only imagine, I can imagine. It's a big deal, man.
I'm just so happy that Michael McLeod approached me in 2005 to talk to me about his reading scores. And I'm so glad I later on saw Miss Glenda Manning, and hear her talk about the Maasai tribe in Africa, and later on share that story and that experience with people like Sabrina Huff, Mary Little, Kim Harrington, you know, those guys who just kind of boosted the morale and the spirit of what we were going through, like minds, you know, chiming in to make that difference, man. And every day I just get good experiences on what we're doing. It's just an amazing thing, man. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting a little mushy here. Welcome to the Brothers For Real Radio Show tonight. We have an exciting 5K coming up on Saturday. One of the biggest, one of the most anticipated we've had in quite a while, because we're getting so much excitement surrounding it. So we're really excited about that. Also tonight we will be receiving some thank you very much. So much going on. I'm glad I see Sabrina Huff on the line. She helped me kind of get through talking about some of the things we did earlier this week. Also, we have calling in Danielle Blunt, the principal of Anson Middle School. And we have some of those exciting people we have on the program for the 5K coming up. We should be getting a call from Kenya Miles, the Anson Middle School student, who's going to lead us in the Lift Every Voice and Sing. She's also a member of the cast of this exciting play we have coming up, The Lion King Jr. We're so excited about that and her talent. You know, when you run across young people with talent, it's just an exciting thing, man. And anyway, so we're going to get on to that later on. We'll be talking to Kenya. Kenya may sing for us, man. She has no shame in her game. She may sing for us. But anyway, Robert, welcome to the show, man. How you doing today?
Hey, brother, I'm doing great. Doing great. Hey, I'm excited too. I'm just jumping out of my seat over here, and at the anticipation of driving home to this wonderful, fantastic 5K walk, run, and fun hosted by Holla. This is one of those, you know, I do a lot up here in Washington, D.C. I deal with clients, I deal with government, I deal with all types of people. But I'm going to tell you, this is one of the highlights of my year, coming back home to host an event that's sponsored by my brother and his well-rounded, well-meaning organization, Holla, and all these great people who are involved, Miss Blunt, Miss Huff, Miss Miles. I'm excited. I'm excited beyond words.
Thank you, brother. Give yourself a hand, man. Right quick.
Give myself a hand. All right, let me. That guy deserves a hand, whoever he was. Oh, that was me. Okay.
Hey, Robert, we also have the brother for real, Joseph, on the line. Hey, Joseph, how are you tonight,
Jose.
Sir?
Jose.
What's going on, Leon?
Great, man. How you doing?
Going on, Robert?
Hey, Joseph, how you doing there, brother?
Man, I'm doing great. Just getting excited.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey,
Miss Blunt. That's Miss Blunt. That's the
middle
school principal. Miss Blunt, she is not going to wait in line. She's been doing this all day. She's not going to be sitting here waiting in line for your brother to be chewing this fat. She's going to jump right in here. How you doing, Miss Blunt?
I am doing wonderful. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's in great health and great spirits.
Oh, my goodness. We're getting
we're
greater.
In great health and in great spirits.
Improving by the moment.
Joseph, are you in great health and great spirits?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah, everybody. I mean, yeah.
Hey, you scared? Hey, Miss Blunt, you got him scared to talk now.
Oh,
man.
No, not me. Not me.
Calm down over there, Joseph. Calm down, man.
Well, I know
hey,
Miss.
What did you say, Rob, Joseph?
Is she related to Anna Blunt? I know.
No. We're going to let her tell her story right quick. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say welcome again to the Brothers for Real Radio Show. The number to call in is 215-383-3872. You're talking to the brothers, and tonight one of our main guests tonight, special guest tonight, is Miss Danielle Blunt. She's the principal of Anson Middle School. I think this is her second year?
Second year as the principal at Anson Middle School, yes, sir. But I've been in education for over 20 years, yes.
Been in education over 20 years, man, but this is her second year at Anson Middle School, and we are so excited that you are the principal. We are so excited with the things that are going on at Anson Middle School, and that's why we wanted to speak with you tonight. We want people to hear what's going on at Anson Middle School. And we're not going to hold you all night, but we do like for you to just kind of introduce yourself to our listeners and other people on the line, and we'll start talking from there. Ms. Blunt, how are you today? What in the world brought
you
to Anson County?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, my name is Danielle Hutchison Blunt. I came from up north, from the Massachusetts area.
Wow.
I'm originally from the New Jersey area. And I lived in Freehold, New Jersey, which is Central Jersey. Exit 7A off the turnpike, for those of you who know where that is. That would be Six Flags Great Adventure.
I know the turnpike.
And I know you do. And so I lived in the Virginia area for quite some time. Went to Virginia schools. Shout out to Virginia State. I'm a graduate of Virginia State University in Petersburg. And then,
Petersburg.
I did. VSU. VSU. So you should know us from the CIAA.
Red and white. In colors red and white.
No, our colors are orange and blue.
Oh, well,
orange and blue, just like the Bearcats. I moved to the Massachusetts area after being in Virginia for about 15 years. I moved to Massachusetts, and I was up there for a stint. And I have been in middle. I did most of my time in middle school. However, I have done district level. I've done elementary. And I've also worked for the federal government for a period of time.
Great.
You've been around.
My goodness.
You've been around. Now, you're now principal of Anson Middle School. What were you doing before you became principal? at Anson Middle here in Anson County?
Before I left Massachusetts, I was a district. I was at a district level, and I worked for a organization called MECO, which you all may be familiar with. It was actually a culturally diversity program whereby we bus children out of the Boston area into suburban areas so that we could have racial equality. And I did that for probably about 5 or 6 years, maybe a little longer than that. And I was doing that, helping acclimate children of color into predominantly white districts and vice versa. And I was the assistant principal for when I got here, I was the assistant principal in Charleston County for a little while, and then I worked at Waysboro Primary as a first grade teacher, and then came over to Anson Middle School as the assistant principal, and then the principal. That's the short version of it.
Wow. You are a bad lady. All right.
Man. Great.
So now you're at Anson Middle School, and we're really excited about the things that are going on at Anson Middle School. And I want to talk to you about, Robert, you know, Robert, Joseph, and everybody else listen. You know, there's this big thing about, you know, finding black teachers. That's what I want to go.
Yes,
this is the direction I want to go first with her. Black teachers, but this month, I don't know. Could you tell us how many black teachers you have at your school?
We have quite a few. I would say that all in all, we have probably close to 12 black teachers, 12, 13 black teachers. But when I look at the number of black staff that we have in our building, we have probably closer to 20. We have faces that greet you when you first come in. We have faces that greet you in the classroom, and they greet you in our guidance area and everywhere else, as well as myself and in other areas that would assist children. And so at our school, they're not just concentrated in one particular area. We have faces of color all throughout our school.
That's amazing. And you have so many young black teachers. That's what's amazing to me.
Yes, we do.
And young men is just a rare occasion. I mean, it shouldn't be this rare, but it is. But anyway, one of the things that's exciting personally, and I'm going to be selfish for a minute, one thing I'm very excited about your school is how involved you guys have become with the 5K. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about the Anson Middle School production of The Lion King Jr., what we're working on, Robert and Joseph and everybody else listening.
Mm-hmm.
We are we have gotten a grant from Disney to do The Lion King experience as well as The Lion King Jr. play with Anson Middle School. And you're talking about something that's exciting. Oh, man, it's every day. Ms. Blunt, I'm coming out to talk to your kids tomorrow. We're going to present them with some T-shirts because we're trying to introduce the cast, as many of them as we can, because we'll have Kenya Miles, one of the cast members, to sing the Negro National Anthem to start the 5K off for us on Saturday. So we're just excited about the students you have, about the staff you have, some of the programs you have. I know Miss Huff came out and dealt with the Pearls program, and there's just so much stuff going on. You got the Caraway Foundation doing the Young Leadership Program, all that good stuff. And one of the things we learned when we first started the HALA organization, one of the first speakers we called in, and Sabrina will remember his name better than I do, He said school systems function better, perform better, are more successful with community involvement. And that never left our minds. So we constantly try to be involved with the schools and the school system so that we can at least have that going for us as far as success is concerned. So thank you for allowing us to be a part of your school.
no, thank you for being a part of our school. And one of the pieces of information that you don't even know, Mr. Gatewood, is that I have been in contact with a person, a young black female who was a theater major in school, and she found out that we were putting together the Lion King experience and so forth, and on Saturday she will be at the 5K for me to introduce you to her, because she would like to be a part of it. She would like to help with the production of it and helping to develop those young and talented actors and actresses and singers and so forth. So you didn't even know that, because I just got off the phone with her prior to speaking to you. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. And we do have a lot that's going on at the at Anson Middle School. We have the Lion King Junior Experience. We've had Girls with Pearls, which is a female mentoring program, actually trying to help cultivate our young women and showing them by showing, and not just telling, but by showing them what a young lady looks like and how they act and interface with people and in the face of adversity. We do have the Man Up program, which is a mentoring male program that helps with our young boys. We've had the Anson Youth Leadership, which is by the Caraway Foundation, and the MLK Oratorical, which allows children the opportunity to take very provocative type issues and topics and be able to actually write their own speech and then deliver their own speech. They're not reading anything. They are actually becoming mini orators. And so those are just some of the small things that's been happening on our campus. It's always something going on, and we are participating. We're very excited about the 5K, just like we are about some of the other things that we've done throughout the year, but we're very, very excited about the 5K this year.
Thank you so very much for that, because that's what we needed. We needed that boost. And because you guys got so involved, it gave us the, motivated us to get, more excited about the event and start inviting more people and, getting more creative with our kickoff rally, which is going to have people like Daniel Gatewood doing his premiere to his line dance to Mother Gave Me Life, Robin and Joseph, and everybody else on the line. And that not only that, the Spirit in Motion line dancers are going to be there. And they're going to be introducing a line dance of their own, as well as, I think, helping Daniel produce or develop this line dance that he's done, he's done with Mom. Daniel's on the line, Ms. Blunt. Let's hear from Daniel right quick. Daniel.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Daniel. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Daniel's on the line,
I'm here, brother.
Man.
I'm listening.
Daniel's the baby,
awesome. Yeah, I'm going to always be the baby, I think.
Yeah, man. I think so, Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
I think he's stuck.
Daniel, you ready to do that? You ready for that lion dance on the Mother Gave Me Life shuffle on Saturday? You ready for it?
Yeah, man, I'm ready for it. I'm excited about it. I've been thinking about doing this ever since I put the song out, actually.
Is that right?
When I first did the song, I actually did a line dance version of the song, and ever since then I've been trying to look for the right opportunity to get people together. But I want to do it with a lot of people doing it, and hopefully we can get this and get it on video so we can use that somehow. That's the vision.
So R. Kelly better look out. We about to dethrone him for the line. What's the Lion Dance King? He's about to be dethroned.
That's deep, right there. The
Lion
Dance King.
He's in trouble.
Oh, I thought you said Lion King Dance. Lion Dance.
Not Lion King.
I got my man on the Lion King, man. I'm sorry.
Let me have that
line.
Yeah, but time for a new one.
Let's shoot by Sabrina right quick,
sir.
Man. Since Ms. Blunt mentioned the pearls, wanted to hear her experience on the pearls before we lose Ms. Blunt, because I know she's busy. We don't check the schedule. Ms. Sabrina.
Yes, sir. Good evening,
tell us about the pearls. How you doing tonight? Thank you for coming.
Y'all.
Thank you for calling.
Sabrina.
Hey, y'all. I am very excited. Let me say this first. I'm very excited to come on Saturday to do the line dance because, Daniel, I remember that we talked about it also at last year's 5K.
That's right. That's right.
And
I remember talking with you about it.
We have a picture of you actually kind of saying, okay, it might go like this. I think you and Kim were standing there together, or all of us were standing there together. So I'm looking forward to seeing it and actually doing the dance this year. So that's exciting. See how fast we can put something in the atmosphere, and then it can come on to life.
You're here.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes. But
just comes right alive.
Pearl, that group of young ladies at Anson Middle School, in all honesty, gave me such a reviving of spirit that day, if that was even possible, to get any more excited about what's going on and the things that are the possibilities that are there for our children. That group of young ladies were very, very well mannered, but not just their manners as far as what we learned to do at home. They were able to articulate some of the things that they want to do in life. They were able to also take in some of the things that I shared with them from my own personal background. And you could tell that the connection was made because a lot of times we think that the things that young people are going through today are things that just happened or they're just doing this because it's new. And a lot of it may be some things that we have had our own personal experiences with. And I'm a firm believer that we have to stop. And I know, you know, we have a group on the line tonight that are not part of the crowd that does what I'm getting ready to stress. But there are people that still crush the belief in young people that the things they're going through right now are new. Nobody else has gone through that, so you need to just get over it. No, a lot of those things they're going through, some of us, if we were to be honest with them, it would really help them to come on out of it a whole lot faster because now they don't feel alone or like they're strange. And that group, the day that I was there, and I'm very grateful to Ms. Tangela Diggs, who also works at the middle school. And I can't think of the other young lady's name that
Miss Macy
Buffay.
Macy Buffay.
Yes, Miss Buffay. They do a phenomenal job with the young ladies. Miss Buffay, I think, also went to UNC Pembroke.
Yes, she did.
We had a chance to talk the day that I was there, but just excited about seeing what they're doing. And I got a chance to meet Kenya. Robert, Joseph, and Daniel, when you come down on Saturday, and you hear Kenya open her mouth. Daniel, if you have a contract somewhere, because you don't want to take her in the studio, I'm going to tell you now.
Robert, I will bring
you
one
up.
You
want to get her up in the seat. I'm telling you now. Hear me? Because this young lady will sing with no apprehension, and it is like the angels opened up heaven when she opens her mouth. I cannot describe it better. When you have a 15-year-old that is not ashamed to sing Etta James, you got
not Etta James. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, she did. She broke out with Etta James. I'm like, you're 15. What you know about that?
At last, my love will come along.
Well,
it sounds
a little different than that. It sounds a little different.
Okay, hold it.
Hey, I'm trying. Hey, look. Let's see, I didn't warm up. See, what happens, see, because normally I warm up.
Daniel is not going to get the contract, I can tell you now, Robert. You're not getting the contract
from
that. Oh, shucks. That's a young lady we heard at school on it, Leon. Is she talking about the
Yeah, that's her. That's her.
Oh, yeah, I heard her. I heard her. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any shame. She, like you said, she did that Anna James. I was actually thinking up a new song for that, a new version of that song while she was singing it.
Well, you need Dawn to get that on paper so she can sing it so y'all can sell it.
Look, she's going to be on the line in a little bit if she's not already on. But here's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to take a quick break right quick. When we come back, we do have Coach Harvey on the queue. Coach Harvey's going to be one of our guests during our rally, what we call our warm-up and kickoff rally. He's going to do a 10-minute routine. He's also going to do a fitness workshop during the day. We're going to let him tell you all about that when we get back after this break. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Brothers for Real radio show. The number to call is 215-383-3872. Everybody stay on the line, all right?
Y'all playing the demo version, man.
Mother, you're so kind. Today you're on my mind. And I want the world to know. You made our house a home. If anything went wrong.
Hey, brother.
You would be right there
with love. Y'all playing the demo version, man.
Oh, that's not the final version.
It sounds
good. No. It sounds pretty good, man.
We wouldn't have known.
Sounds good, Danny. Why you messing it up, bro?
Believe me, nobody would have known.
I thought that was a little
reason. You don't know. They might have known. They don't quite.
You thought that was a little remix, man. Okay, we're going to come back then. We're getting on Daniel's nerves right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Brothers for Real radio show, 215-383-3872. Please call in and talk to us. Share what you want to say. Talk to us about the 5K. Boy, did I rhyme or not? Talk to Ms. Blunt. Talk to Ms. Hub. Talk to Leon. Talk to Rob. Talk to Joseph. Talk to Daniel. And now we're getting ready to talk to Coach Harvey. You know, we went to Coach Harvey up in D.C. at one of your events, Robert. And
All right. Now
that's what this is all about, man. Networking, reaching out, meeting people, you know, in their various endeavors, and seeing what we can get out of each other.
But you know what, Leon?
Sense.
I think that's very relevant because this is actually Small Business Month, and so I think it's a great tie-in. The fact that we had Brother Harvey, we met up in an event sponsored by Business Connections by Daryl Spears. And it just shows that when businesses collaborate, put their heads together, some great things can happen. So I'm glad Brother Harvey is joining us down at the Holla event. So glad to have him. Glad to have him on the phone today, too.
Come on, Coach. How you doing, man?
Hey. How's everyone doing?
Hey.
Man, we're doing great. Any better, we couldn't stand it. So don't make us feel any better right now.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. You know, hello, Robert, Leon, and all the other esteemed guests that's on the show tonight. And, yeah, I got to say shout out to Daryl Spears. As you mentioned, you know, I met all of you, Leon and everyone, I won't say names, but I met everyone at that business event. And, again, you know, just providing that forum for us to be able to get together. You know, I think I may have met Robert before the event, but certainly, you know, I met Leon there. And, you know, it is a testament to true networking and supporting one another. So as
Amen.
I often said that I haven't met, we haven't met by accident. I think
right.
We met with a purpose to fulfill, and it is now happening as we speak. So I'm looking forward
Amen.
To Saturday.
Amen.
Tell us your story, man. Give everybody your story, man. You know, we've been reading it on Facebook. Kim's been sharing it on Facebook. Of course, we have too.
Okay.
But
okay.
Tell us the story, man. What What did it for you? What made you say, man, I got to do something?
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, my story could be typical or atypical. It just depends on whose lens you're looking at it through. You know, I grew up an athlete. I was one of those kids, you know, when, you know, I'm dating myself, but I was one of those kids that was picking up magazines and reading about, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and looking at these muscle and fitness books. And I had cement weights that I got my parents to buy me. And this was before fitness and everything became, you know, the norm. And so I had this natural curiosity as to how the body worked. You know, surprisingly, I didn't have an interest into as to how cars work or machines. I had an interest as to how does the body work and why do people get old? Why do they get sick? And I used to ask my father that question sometimes, and his answer was like, I don't know. You know, he was, you know, from the South and, you know, blue collar. And, you know, I guess he was probably like, why is he asking me these questions? But it was just something that made me innately ask, why do we have to get old? So as I started getting older and playing, you know, sports and things, I started looking at, you know, movement and then got an interest in movement-based science, started looking at nutrition and the effects whenever somebody would get sick. You know, I would be curious as to, well, you know, why did they get sick? And or, you know, if they passed, you know, what did they die from? You know, just asking these questions. So through high school, through college, you know, I played high school sports, didn't play college sports, but still had was always still kind of working out and a little ahead of the curve as far as that goes. And then I developed it as a passion and later turned it into a profession. And so with that, went through, you know, my years and stayed in great shape and the whole nine. Well, you know, life happens, you know, and I started pursuing another business interest. And prior to that, I was going into corporations and speaking, talking about wellness, doing lunch and learn seminars and training people at health clubs and you know, in homes and doing boot camps and all of that good stuff. Even had a chance during that time to actually physically work out with Barack Obama when he was then Senator Obama at a local gym, and that happened by accident. And so yeah, that's another show because it, you know, it's interesting how that happened. Well, so when I pursued my other venture, which is a mobile mini golf course, you know, just kind of fell into that trap, you know, saying, hey, you know, I stopped, you know, working out as much because I was trying to build a proof of concept with that and meetings and getting clients and, you know, late night eating, and that cycle continued. Oh, I'll get back. I'll start working out tomorrow, you know. And then before you know it, I picked up a few pounds, and then those few got multiplied by 10. And then so those 3 pounds got multiplied by 10, and then you can add on maybe another 15 to that. So it was a trip to the doctor last January, and basically he said, hey, you know what, you need to do some things because, you know, your numbers aren't looking good. I'm like, what do you mean numbers? Because up until this point, I had never had to really be concerned about any of that. And these are things that I actually was talking to people in groups about. So I fell victim to my own negligence of my own advice, pursuing my business venture. And so with that, you know, before that point, I was looking in the mirror, you know, and I was, okay, I'm going to lose my stomach. Oh, I can get back in shape starting tomorrow. Mentally, I was telling myself, oh, this is, you know, I'm going to do it. No problem. Well, what ended up happening, you know, I was suffering from that former athlete's kind of syndrome where you're still eating and not working out, but you're eating the calories like when you were working out. Mine was some stress eating, and it was really overboard. So when I went to the doctor, he said, hey, you know, at the time, I didn't know why they were looking at me the way that they were. I mean, the doctor called another doctor in, and they were looking at me like, okay, they're not giving me the full story. I'm not going to really ask, but it can't be good. So bottom line was, I came home and basically went cold turkey with everything, started working out, started eating clean, and the end result was a 45, 48-pound weight loss over about 5 months. And when I went back to the doctor during that 90-day visit and then later the 6-month visit, it was when I started looking at things when I discovered why they were looking at me the way that they were. Well, it turns out that my blood sugar, when they initially took it, which they hadn't told me, or maybe they did and I just failed to want to listen, was 400. So I don't know if you know the relevance and importance of blood sugar, but 400 is, as people say now, you were in stroke territory. But I didn't know.
Right. Sounds pretty high to me.
Yeah. One of the doctors said, had I not been working out before then, I probably would have. But that was why they were looking at me like, how are you even walking? So then, and I used to attribute my headaches to like maybe seasonal allergies, you know, getting older, all those things we do when we're neglecting our health. So then my A1C, which I got educated on, and I found out later, my A1C was 11. And I was like, what's that? So let me give you an idea that, so people who know about blood sugar, you know, will say what you just said. Wow. So that's
why
they're looking at, you know. So now, putting it in perspective and eating clean and doing what I needed to do, I got my blood sugar down to, 79, 80, 90, you know. So even my most recent visit to the doctor, he was like, I don't know how you did it, but, hey, keep doing whatever you're doing. And so then my A1C went back to 5.9. So everything went back into the normal range. And from that, it was a wake-up call to me to say, wow, you know, I can't take my health for granted. I've always told people not to, and to pay attention to my own advice. So after that, I decided to help 1,000 people get healthy. And you know, I joke and say it was a page out of the one of the Godfather movies. Every time I think I'm out, somebody pulls me back in. I wanted to walk away from the fitness thing. I didn't want to train anymore. I didn't want to help people get healthy. I wanted to start this business. Well, I still had my mobile golf business, but what, you know, I felt God telling me was, hey, man, I need you to help others get healthy, to help your people, our people, you know, to get healthy, because, you know, in our communities, you know, we neglect our health. We write it off to being, oh, it's hereditary. This, that, and that. Sometimes it's lack of education. But we know, you know, according to Scripture, you know, our people perish for lack of knowledge. So I feel that, you know, Daryl, who we mentioned before, he said, man, I think this is just your ministry. And then I have a childhood friend who's my best friend and my son's godfather. He's recently been ordained as a minister of his family church that he grew up in. And he said, man, same thing. I just think this is your calling. You know, so now instead of saying I don't want to, and I feel to a certain degree I was feeling like, you know, Jonah, hey, I'm going to spare you, but I'm going to put you where I need you to be, which is to be healthy and to help people. And so I didn't go willingly, but now I'm embracing it. And I understand, and at understanding, hey, this is part of what I am meant to do, which is to reach people. And Kim mentioned something one day. She said, Coach Harvey, your program is terrific. But she said, you know, part of that program is you, you know. And so now that's what I'm embracing, and I'm helping people and explaining things and being on this mission to really help 1,000 people directly and indirectly get healthy, to use my story to show that, hey, you know, it's not hereditary. It's lifestyle. So a lot of times it could be the blood pressure and the blood sugar because we're, you know, duplicating and eating what our parents did or what we see in our environment. So
hey, Coach,
it may not be truly hereditary. Yeah.
What are you going to bring down to the Holler Center on Saturday? What are you bringing down with you? What are you going to do for us?
Okay. So when I'm coming down there, I'm going to, of course, do the kickoff, get everybody pumped up, ready to go. During the workshop, we're going to have a nice little boot camp style workout. Nothing too crazy, but it'll be modified for people who are the experts in working out and the novices who just want to try. I'm going to also have a wellness workshop with the fitness workout, and I'm going to basically talk about what we need to do to get healthy at every age, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, every decade, all the way up, talk about that. And then I'm going to share some ways that some things that people can do immediately to start getting healthy, and to share some of my recommendations and successes and the formulas that I've been using with coaching clients as well as myself, and basically so people can have some things to take away from that workshop that's going to help them move better, feel better, and look better.
Man, I'm going to jump in that. I'm going to jump in that during workshop myself.
Very good.
A lot of good, relevant information. And let me say this, too. One of the things that I talk about is because the current paradigm, even though there's a slight paradigm shift occurring, but the current paradigm is all messed up. The current paradigm is like, hey, lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. All right, so that's why you have a bunch of different weight loss-focused programs. But
mm-hmm.
they don't focus on getting healthy. So with my
mm-hmm.
coaching program, I focus on you getting healthy from the inside first. If we get healthy on the inside and get our hormones corrected and the signals can now function properly, the body will start losing weight and losing body fat. You couldn't stop it if you tried. From the workout perspective, I give movement-based science exercises. So I show people how to work out in a way that's biomechanically sound, and that way they know, you know, how to work out in a way that's going to improve their posture, that's going to give their maintain musculoskeletal integrity. See, think about it like this. We sit most of the day, and I don't want to give away my whole presentation, but basically people say, hey, I'm going to exercise. Well, you go from sitting at work to sitting in your car, sitting at lunch, sitting in a meeting. I'm at the gym. Guess what I'm doing? I'm sitting in a machine exercising. So you're still sitting all day. And so basically the whole backside of the body gets turned off. So I'm going to talk about things like that. And this is just real deal stuff to have you, to help you, a person start their wellness journey or to further them along in their wellness journey so that you can be the healthiest person that you can be, healthiest version of self at this moment in time.
Hey, look, guys, after, well, we're going to take a break, but before we go on the break, we're going to get Kim Harrington, who's on the line, to give her testimony. She's one of Coach Harvey's clients, and Kim.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Coach Harvey,
Hi.
For that.
Hello,
aside,
Kim.
For that introduction. I think I'm one of his biggest fans. Ms. Huff knows a few months ago we were eating at the local Ladybug restaurant, and I was like, I need to lose 10, 15 pounds because I know that I was overweight, and it might not look as obvious to other people, but I saw it. And I had a sugar addiction. I ate sugar all day long, after breakfast, after lunch, after dinner. I craved something sweet. And I knew that it was hormonal. And so he said the key words. When I met him, he said, I can help you reset your hormones. And he put me on a plan that I could follow. And if you ask Leon, you can vouch for this. I stuck to that plan. And now I don't have a sugar addiction anymore. I can control what I eat and still, you know, eat a little sugar here and there, but, you know, it's all about balance. So I'm a living testimony that his program works. I've introduced other people to him, and they, too, are succeeding off of his program. So I encourage everybody to come out and learn how you can be your best, healthiest self.
Well, all right. That's going to do it for this part of the program. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. The number to call is 215-383-3872. If you want to talk to Ms. Blunt, you want to talk to Coach Harvey, you want to talk to Leon, Robert, Joseph, Curtis, Daniel, Sabrina, just call back. Call in 215-383-3872. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Brothers of Real Radio Show. We're live tonight with Hanson Middle School Principal Danielle Blount, Coach Harvey, Daniel Gaywood, Sabrina Huff. We have a crew on tonight. I wonder if Kenya's on the line. I can't really tell. Okay. I want to talk to the brothers in just a minute. Yes.
Leon, real quick before you go to Kenya or the brothers, I cannot.
And who's speaking? I'm sorry.
This is Sabrina.
Okay, Sabrina, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I can't remember the name of the drink, but Kim stated that I could attest to the fact that she had the sugar addiction. So there is this particular drink from McDonald's. If she's still on the line, Leon, you may know what it is. The latte.
Frappes.
Frappe.
Frappe.
She
caramel frappe every day.
I remember that.
Coach, I told her
Coach.
Before you met her, the frappe is wrong.
I don't think that's on the coach's list of the preferred beverages.
I told her the frappe is wrong.
She's been delivered, Coach. Don't listen to them. She's been delivered.
I said the frappe is wrong.
You got the horse's mouth here with us.
Yeah, I think she mentioned it, but you know, Kim is you know, walking proof.
I'm doing.
Yeah. I wanted to get the brothers in on the line right quick because since we have a middle school teacher on the line, I wanted to see if they had any recollection of being in middle school because I wanted to hear it because I want to hear her opinion on whether or not things have changed a little bit, you know? Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph, middle school, man. You remember middle school? You remember being in middle school?
What grade is that?
I was going to ask the
That's
same
true,
thing.
That's true, because they didn't call it that back then, did they?
No, we went to school
right
all
there,
the time.
Right?
What grade was that? School?
At one point, it could have been, they called it junior high, and that would have been like 7, 8, and 9. And then we went through reform, and it was 6, 7, and 8. And then at some point, they did 7 and 8. And now Anson Middle School is back to a 6, 7, and 8 school.
Oh, so I'm just going to go with 6, 7, 8. Let me see. Sixth grade is Ellie. Sixth grade, I was a good student. And, of course, I got in a fight. Seventh grade, joined the band. Still a pretty good student. I don't think I got in no fights in the seventh grade. But in the eighth grade, we didn't have, our teachers weren't that good. Our teachers were less lazy. And if
Dang.
I could do it all, I'd go back.
Damn. Don't call any names, please.
I guess that's what you really mean, Joe.
I'm not calling any names, but if they're listening, they know who they are.
Well,
this is Joe.
You do have to remember that during middle school, you're transitioning yourself as not only as a student, but you're also transitioning into adolescence. And so hormones, again, like Coach Harvey was saying, you could be out of whack. So hormones are out of whack, and you're trying to become that young adult that you think that you want to be. And so there's a lot that's going on emotionally. There's a lot that's going on in your hormones. There's a lot that's going on in terms of social acceptance. This is the time where children really are trying to be socially accepted by peers. So there's quite a bit going on. And just like you said, one of the brothers said that if you do not have stellar or outstanding teaching, then you can get left behind. So all of those are true factors that are happening simultaneously to a group of children that are really believing in some cases that they got it all figured out when in fact they really don't. So you still have, as adults, have to facilitate.
Let me go back to Joseph a minute. Joseph, what do you mean lazy? What was going on, man? Were they just laying around on the desk or something? What was happening?
It was so ridiculous. It was the teacher we had for our...
Great.
He should be arrested.
Joseph didn't forget, did he?
Might be, have some scars from that.
Yeah, we might have to talk to Joseph later. We might have to talk to Joseph tomorrow when he comes.
Off the line.
Yeah.
I might have to talk to him tomorrow when he comes to the school.
Joe, let's talk to you at the after 5K Saturday, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we have Kenya. We got Kenya on the line. We got to get Kenya in here right quick, man. But I was trying to get some experience. I was trying to get some kind of middle school experience because I don't really remember the middle school.
Hey, but Leon, let me say this real quick before Kenya comes on. Now, I had a coalescing of several transitions going on at once. This was right at the beginning of integration, so I was going from Faithland over to, I think it was Waysboro Middle School back then, and I was shining shoes. I was an undercover shoe shine boy, and during the summer, I was shining shoes, and I wasn't really proud of it, so I was working in this white barbershop, and the son of the guy that owned the barbershop used to come into the shop and call me Shine, right? That's what they called me. Of course, I wasn't proud of that, but I would have beat him up, but his daddy was right there, right? So I go to school. My first day in integrated school, little Steve comes out of the woodworks and calls me Shine in front of all my friends.
Wow.
That was my introduction to middle school and integration. And, man, you're talking about leaving a scar. Of course,
man,
I quit the job.
Man. How did you get
it's
over
like,
that?
Like,
that was,
man.
That's
like imitation of life right there.
Yeah, really. Like, man, talking about an experience. But anyway, that was my introduction. That was my middle school experience. So I may have to join Joseph on that couch when y'all start giving him his therapy. We have to line up all the brothers.
That was my first year. It's been the ninth grade. And we had to fight every day. We had to fight. Not so much, the teacher, they were just bigoted and racist. And they just didn't want to accept us. And so most of our first few years in middle school, in ninth grade through high school, it was always about protest, just trying to get the people in school to do what
was war. It was a war. You're right. Anyway, didn't mean to change the tone. But, you know, when you start talking about transitioning, you're talking about middle school and everybody has a different story, and I think when the adults start interacting with children, they have to understand they come from different backgrounds, different experiences, different home environments, different economic statuses. And so I think a good teacher, like some of those folks that Joseph was talking about, the laziness probably manifested itself because they were taking this blanket approach to everybody. They didn't want to do the work, which is unlike some of our great teachers today.
Mm-hmm. All right. I feel you. Okay. Kenya, hey, how you doing?
Kenya, hey. That's that singing lady. Little singing girl.
That's the singing lady, man. Hey, Kenya, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you're going to have to speak a little louder so we can hear you. How are you?
She's saving her voice. She's trying to save her voice, I believe. All right, Kenya, you got to talk up. Got to give us some.
You got to get it out tonight, though. You can't spare it tonight. We got to hear it tonight. How you doing?
How
was school today?
Tonight.
Yeah, you gotta give us something tonight. Now, you gotta give us something tonight. Hey, you know that's the way we do. When you show up, people just aren't satisfied till you sing. Isn't that crazy? How does that make you feel, Kenya? I just want to know right quick. How does it make you feel when everybody you meet say, "Will you sing for me?" How does that feel?
It used to make me like nervous, but now that it happens so much, I just sing a tune as quick as I can.
Get them out the way, huh? Sing a tune and get us out your way, huh?
Get it away,
huh? Okay. I feel you.
Say, honey.
Can I hold on a second, just a minute? We're going to need some people to mute their phones or something. It seems like getting a lot of feedback from somewhere. I can mute you out now, but I don't want to do that because you may want to say something. But anyway, I don't hear it now, so let's keep moving. Go ahead, Kenya. I'm sorry.
All right. You want me to sing now?
Yeah, what you got? What you going to sing for us tonight? Just give us one, two, or three bars of something.
Sing, baby.
Huh?
was that?
Okay.
I hope that wasn't part of it.
I don't know, man. It scared me.
All right, imagine me. I'm playing the piano here for you. The music in the background, it's in your ear. Just imagine that music is just backing you up.
Okay. Since Ms. Huff was so impressed with Etta James, give us some Etta James right quick, just a little bit.
Oh, some Etta James?
Yeah.
I heard church bells ringing.
Woo!
I heard the choir singing.
Oh, that must be.
I saw my love walk down the aisle on her finger. He placed a ring. Oh, I saw this.
That was good. Ladies and gentlemen, come on out to the 5K.
That girl can sing, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on out to the 5K on Saturday. We're going to have Kenya. She's going to perform for us. She's going to do the Lift Every Voice and Sing, you know, maybe get this program, get the right spirit, you know, the 5K. Where I want to give tribute, pay tribute to our ancestors in whatever we do. Because they're the one who made it possible for us to do what we do. So we always want to do something to pay tribute to them. And we like to do it in an excellent way. That's why we try to reach out to some of the best talent out there to do it. Thank you, Kenya. What are you going to be when you grow up? That's going to be my last question for tonight because we're running out of time. What are you going to be when you grow up?
What is it called?
You're going to be in the music when you grow up?
Either in the music industry or a lawyer.
Okay. All right, Robert, give her a hand, man. We're going to let her go, man, because we got somebody else on the line before we go. We got Ian Cole. Thank you, Kenya. God bless you. We're going to see you tomorrow. Yeah. I'll be out at your school tomorrow.
And Mr. Gaywood, I wanted to say thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to say something positive with regards to Anson Middle School and what's going on there, but I'm going to have to say goodnight at this point.
I ain't mad at you. God bless you. Thank you for coming. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have on the line right now Ms. Ann G. Cole. Ann Cole, how are you tonight? I think
Hello?
Ann's on here. Ann.
Did we lose Ann?
Hello?
That's
hey, Ann, how are you?
This is Ann's daughter.
Is this Keisha?
Yes, sir.
Leprosham?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Leprosham, how you doing? Holler at us. Holler at us. Talk up to us. We can't hear you too good. Holler at us right quick. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Brother, let me tell you about Leprosham right quick. She's going to be introducing her line dance also at the 5K on Saturday. Now, she's a performing artist, and she is powerful. She has some powerful stuff out there. We're very fortunate to have her as well, also, you know, as well at the 5K on Saturday. So, can you tell us just a little bit about what you're gonna we can expect Saturday?
Well, I just wrote a song called About You, and it's basically a live dance that I put together, me and my brother put together, to kind of like have everybody to enjoy themselves, because you need to make it about you if you aren't doing it already.
Okay. Okay, you know what? That's a sermon I preach sometimes. I tell young people, especially, you got to make it about you. You got to get selfish because you have people out here trying to pull you, distract you from being what you need to be. You just got to make it about you for a minute. You know, then you can reach out, reach around, branch out a little bit, right? For a moment, you got to make it about you. That makes sense.
Yes, sir.
But to anybody besides me and Leopard Sham.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Sense to me.
So, yeah, man, we're for a really big show on Saturday. We're also talking to Leopard Sham and him about doing some performing late on in the evening on Saturday. So we'll talk more about that, but we're just excited about the 5K. Leopard Sham, thank you for being a part of it. We're going to make sure you get – go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said thank you. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We appreciate you being there. And you're going to be with the Spirit in Line, with the Spirit in Motion line dancers, correct?
Spirit in Motion, yes. Yes,
Spirit
they
in Motion.
Are,
they're going to be doing your line dance?
Supportive. Yes, sir. They're very supportive. And I really appreciate them in my movement.
Great, great. Bye. It's been a powerful show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to get out of here, though. It is time for the brothers to go. We'll be back next week. Then we'll be talking about how great the 5K was. Right now we're talking about how great it's going to be. But then we'll be talking about how great it was. I'd like to thank Coach Harvey for joining us tonight. Looking forward to seeing you again on Saturday. Thank Ms. Blunt. Thank Ms. Huff. Thank all you guys, Daniel, Joseph, Robert, all you guys who are working hard to make this world a better place for the young people that are coming up behind us. God bless you. We're out. Appreciate you being here, man. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday.
Okay.
All right. My man.
God bless you.
Great show, man. Great show. There. Man, that was great. Powerful. That's a good lead-in for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, man. That was great, man. We had a, you know, everybody's excited, man. You know, and it's something about our people. Our people want things to be better. It
takes
us to place things in place for them to make it happen, you know?
Somebody's got to put it together, and that's where you can shine, man. You did it. You're doing it. Somebody's got to put it together. We all want it.
Man, we all want it. Man, Robert, the children want it. I mean, we went to Waysbury Elementary School this week and did an assembly there, invited people out to help speak, like, our neighbor and friend Annette Gaddy down, you know, she's back in town. So she's one of our speakers at Waysbury Elementary School and Anson Academy.
Wow.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, have you ever heard of Tony Tubbs? You remember Tony Tubbs, the boxer? He was a world heavyweight boxer. He was a world champion heavyweight boxer.
Vaguely, not enough.
Anyway, he was one of our guest speakers this week down here with the Anson Academy. I mean, we had, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, life is so exciting to me. I'm just happy for the day that Mr. McLeod approached me to help with the reading scores in Anson County. It's been one of the best blessings I've ever had.
Remember last week we were talking about the selfishness of giving. It just feels good to do good. Doesn't it just feel good?
Doesn't it, man? God feels good.
Man, I love it.
You have people like Kenya say thank you for giving me a chance, an opportunity. You know, man.
Mm-hmm. What? Lord have mercy.
Sometimes,
man, just keep doing what you do. It'll rub off on some more folks, and we keep doing this, and we get enough people involved, we're gonna solve some of these problems in our community. So let's just do what we do. That's all we gotta do. Just keep doing what we do.
That's what we do, man. And we got other brothers all over the county, all over the world coming forward, doing things. And, you know, everybody's in a positive, you know, it's spreading. Let me put it that way. Once it spreads good enough, we're going to get, you know, it's going to be like wildfire, just burn up the foolishness.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Okay, brother. Okay, brother, man. Go home, man. Have a good night.